You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
B-Wire. Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
So that was the specials of Concrete Jungle. And before that, we had a conversation with James Shaw about the inclusion of questions on sexual and gender orientation on the census and about his time at Waitangi. Right now, well, this morning, actually, the government announced the findings of the housing stock take report. And Sam Smith here has some more information on that.
Yes, indeed. So the Housing Minister, Phil Twyford, has announced the findings of the housing stock take report that he commissioned into the State of New Zealand's Housing and Homelessness Issues. The report was co-authored by the likes of economist Shamabeel Yaqob, Alan Johnson from the Salvation Army, and others as well. And the results are not pretty, to say the least, and have shown that New Zealand's housing and homelessness crisis was worse than feared. So just, I've had a look through some of the stuff in the report and some of the findings that have emerged out of it. Well, firstly, about 80% of homeless people are being turned away from emergency housing providers, and they're expecting that situation to get worse with emergency housing providers pretty much bursting at the seams at the moment. There is a hidden homelessness population with no official monitoring or recording of that. And in connection to this, there is a large floating population. So that's people without secure accommodation who may be living in temporary housing or shared housing, sleeping in cars and garages or couch surfing as well. There's about one per 100 people living in severe housing deprivation at the moment. Auckland Council say over 23,000 people in severe housing deprivation last year, which is up about 3,000 people from about 5 years ago. And there are around over 7,700 people on state housing waiting lists. There is a nationwide shortfall of 71,000 houses. And the report has also showed that home ownership has slumped dramatically since the 1980s and that Auckland's housing problem was created by a mix of population growth and the construction and land development sectors hindering housing affordability. So as you can see there, quite grim indeed. Mm. So some of the conclusions to make out of all those statistics and numbers, I guess firstly, obviously a massive emergency housing shortfall and there is a bit of a crisis currently in that sector. Obviously homelessness, still a massive issue, lack of quality housing, the fact that there are not enough homes being built and also home ownership is in decline as well.
And I think interesting that they didn't include a lot about rental properties because the difference in cost and availability.
Well, that's obviously a massive problem as well. Yeah. Renting is very expensive, and also the how many rental properties are very badly insulated or substandard quality, and that's an issue that they're probably going to have to look into, because obviously people who can't afford to rent will end up homeless.
Perhaps Minister Twyford was keeping it quite separate since he's got his Healthy Homes Bill, which is sort of what's covering the rental properties at the moment, as opposed to this review.
That's very true. Yeah.
Anything else? So what sort of solutions can we get?
Sam? Well, yes, some of the solutions, obviously, they get talked about quite a lot. Obviously, getting people into homes, that means building more homes, ensuring homes are up to standard, both rents and emergency housing stocks, making home ownership more affordable and an option for people, because currently it's clearly not an option for most people. It's just too unaffordable. It means making renting more affordable, as we've just discussed as well, and quite importantly, ensuring greater support services for homeless people as well, and that means a collaborative effort, I feel. So Housing New Zealand, the NGOs that work in the homelessness sector, and also WINS as well, need to come on board.
There was a lovely story that I read a few months ago about what Auckland Library is doing for the homeless community and how they've changed the rules so that you don't have to have a permanent address to get a library card, because they were finding some tucked under the shelves so that homeless people could keep reading them.
Mm. And, of course, just in light of that report, we've been running a couple of polls this morning. How worried are you about New Zealand's homeless and housing problems? And at the moment, had about 38 votes. You've still got about an hour to vote on that. And 89% are very worried about that. 8% somewhat worried. 3% not worried. So a tiny fraction of people there. And what is the solution to New Zealand's homeless and housing issues? 64% saying build more homes. 27% saying capital gains tax. 9% saying other. And I asked that particular option for them to give an option based on that, and we've had one person in response basically saying a five-step plan is needed, and that includes addressing urban geography, regulatory issues, finance and infrastructure, construction industry, and end user outcome and products. So there you go.
That's very detailed.
Yeah, very detailed. Thanks.
Thank you, listener.
The wonders of Twitter.
Right.
And we've also had a text in by our good friend, Cheers Peter. Had to be Cheers Peter.
So Pete texted in saying, why are you so entrenched in the state controlling everything? We'll all be so much better off without their inclusion. Then you wonder how we have child poverty. Sheesh.
Cheers, Peter. More freedom, less government.
Well,
I think one of the findings, if that text is about the report, Peter, I think one of the findings of the report was that
if your house is burning down, you're not going to want the fire department to come and put it out, are you, based on that? Because they're run by the state. If you get burgled, you're not going to want the police to come and investigate that for you?
But also one of the problems with that I find, if this is about the housing...
It's never going to happen, report, Peter. It's never going to happen.
But yeah, one of the findings of the report was the unregulated construction market and like the constant construction of properties in this manner is sort of making housing more unaffordable because houses are being built, but they're being built in an unaffordable manner. And someone, when they actually released the report, the representative from the Salvation Army said that there is like no way of creating affordable social housing for the population. Like, no country has done it through the private sector.
Yeah, that was an interesting quote, wasn't it?
Is through the state.
Mm.
Based on, because otherwise it's for profit. And yeah, you're not exactly building houses to look after people.
People
you're
are driving
houses
up the price for their own interest as opposed to housing people, which should be the interest of the government.
Yeah. All right.
There we go.
There we go.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.